This is Akashwani, the news read by Punita Bakshi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Somnath Temple's survival over the past 1,000 years reflects the country's indomitable civilization spirit. He said Somnath Temple continues to stand tall despite repeated attacks and immense adversity. In an op-ed marking the historic milestone of 1,000 years since the first attack on Somnath Temple in the year 1026, the Prime Minister said, hearing the word Somnath instills a sense of pride in people's hearts and minds. He said, it is the eternal proclamation of the country's soul, and this majestic temple is situated on the western coast of the country in Gujarat at a place called Prabhaspatan. Lauding the efforts of those who contributed in the restoration of Somnath Temple, the Prime Minister said another important milestone would be completed in 2026, marking 75 years since the restored temple was opened to devotees. The Supreme Court has refused to grant bail to activists Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam in the 2020 Delhi riots conspiracy matter, saying there was a prima facie case against the accused under the Unlawful Activities Prevention Act, UAPA. However, a bench of Justice Arvind Kumar and Justice N.V. Anjaria granted bail to 5 other accused, Gulfisha Fatima, Miran Haider, Shifa-ur-Rahman, Salim Khan and Shadab Ahmed in the case. Last month, the top court reserved its verdict on separate pleas of the accused after hearing arguments from Solicitor General Tushar Mehta and Additional Solicitor General S.V. Raju and many senior advocates. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh commissioned the Indian Coast Guard's ICG's first indigenously designed and built pollution control vessel Samudra Pratap in Goa today. The vessel will serve as a critical platform for enforcing marine pollution control regulations, maritime law enforcement, search and rescue operations, and safeguarding the country's exclusive economic zone. As the first indigenously developed pollution control vessel with over 70% domestic content, it features a helicopter hangar to extend its operational reach. At the commissioning of Samudra Pratap, the Defence Minister hailed the vessel as a symbol of country's collective resolve and maritime confidence.
Samudra Pratap is India's first indigenously designed pollution control vessel, and this is the largest vessel in the Coast Guard fleet so far. The speed of 22 knots reflects its operational strength. It also has an advanced pollution detection system, dedicated pollution control boats, and modern firefighting capabilities, along with helicopters, hangars, and aviation support, which increases its reach and effectiveness manifold.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar embarked on an official visit to France and Luxembourg last night. During his week-long visit, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership in Paris and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. They will discuss the progress made under the India-France Strategic Partnership and matters of global importance. The UN Security Council will hold an emergency meeting today to discuss the US operation in Venezuela. The meeting has been convened at the request of Colombia, a non-permanent member of the Council, and was supported by permanent members China and Russia. UN Secretary General has described the US military action in Venezuela that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro as a dangerous precedent. Cuban government said that 32 Cuban military and police officers were killed during a U.S. military operation in Venezuela. It said the officers were in Venezuela on a mission. The Cuban government has announced 2 days of mourning in the memory of the Cuban officers. The second Khelo India Beach Games is set to begin today at the Ghogla Beach in Diu. More than 2,100 athletes will participate in 8 different sports of the Beach Games, which is being organized by the Union Territory of Dadra and Nagar Haveli and Daman and Diu. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading on a mixed note during forenoon trade today. The Sensex dipped 16 points, while the Nifty edged up 9 points. And that is the end of this news bulletin.